Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject that is the hot burner subject matter today in every newsroom across America, online, in the printed page, and on radio and television, with the exception, of course, of the morning because of the Super Bowl game and everybody's fixated on the pigskin in the arena. But ladies and gentlemen, the question is, we're looking at UFOs. Are the UFOs or the Chinese surveillance, instruments? But I'm talking about today, and a build up to that. In just a moment, we'll take our next caller. But I'm talking about today what is taking place that I believe theologically, doctrinally, biblically is causing this phenomena that we see in the skies. I believe it's as a result of banning God, banning the Bible, banning anything that's called the gospel of Jesus Christ, from the Beltway in Washington right down to the local municipalities. We're finding there to be a void in spirituality and in Christian thought. We're finding churches closing today as never before in the history of churches in America. We're watching denominations embracing the sodomite lifestyle. We're watching a nation from the top down pushing for the approval of and the legislation that will give absolute approval across the nation of drugs. And ladies and gentlemen, you can go to any place you want to and do the study, the research, that drugs will open the mind to demonic activity. And yet the Bible says in Revelation chapter 18, verse 23 and following, it says, "For by sorceries," that's the word pharmakeia, we got our word pharmacy, our drugs, "were all nations deceived." I believe we are watching the major deception in America today, and we're watching that deception and that delusion taking place as fast as we turn from God. We're watching that void being filled with demonic spirits and with false teachings and with the cults of every imagination. And part of that is taking place today that shows that we have fallen from God. We have fallen by the wayside theologically, doctrinally, and biblically. We're watching, in fact, one headline says, "Abandoned by medical profession who devastated their bodies and minds." Health providers won't even help. Detransitioners who seek to undo the damage of transgender surgery and hormones. After being swarmed by the health providers, who enabled her to medically transition as a minor, Phyllis Mosley now says she's been abandoned by the entire medical community as she attempts to navigate a complicated and painful detransition period. Quote, "I was under the impression that my doctors who were transitioning me loved me. They said they didn't want to see me die. They wanted to save my life. They worried about me, and they wanted me to be healthy and happy," she told the news. "Clearly, they don't love me. As soon as it's not profitable anymore, they don't want to help me." And she goes on to how she talks about she had gone to a whole slew of medical professions. dating back the last 5 years, trying to get help with the detransitioning, and they will not do so. They said, she said, and I quote, every primary care physician and obstetrician and gynecologist she's approached on her insurance list has turned her away and said, we can't help. Quote, I can call and be rejected every single day, end quote, she said. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the demise of a moral ethical society. And as we watch the demise of a moral ethical society, we're opening Pandora's box for all of the demonic activities that we see potential based on the recorded word of God. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, how are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Now, you touched on a lot of subjects here. The balloons, yeah. The balloons, it could be China just poking the stick at us there. You know, I want to see the film from the planes there. I do know that they have film that they're able to record every time they fire a gun or shoot a missile. I'd like to see that. That would be interesting. As far as balloons and AOC and what she's got to say, the only thing I could think is there's a lot of hot air there, a whole lot of room for demons inside that head. Your last story about this young girl, or is it young boy or young girl that was trying to get untransitioned? Young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it reminds me of the story of the woman that spent her fortune trying to heal herself of an issue and just touched the hem of Jesus' robe and was cured. If that young woman would have touched the hem of Jesus' robe early and been led that way, she probably wouldn't be going through what she is right now. But regardless of that, she still needs something to fill that void even now. That's such a sad thing to hear for someone to realize such a tragic mistake.
Yes, it is. And Jim, I've got a whole plethora of articles about people and their life story talking about going that track and now trying to detransition and finding that they cannot reverse what's been done in unalterably in their lives, where they have been butchered and mutilated and destroyed, and they are now what you would simply call sexless beings. They're now sterile. They're now in a state of depression, and those in that category are taking their own lives by a 40% ratio, 40%. But, Jim, one of the things that I was focusing on and is the real intent of pointing out the declension and what we're doing that's opening the doors to invite demonic activities that I believe is manifesting itself in the skies today. Let me just read you a headline and two or three brief bullet points from it. We're calling them objects, not balloons, for a reason. Colon. Pentagon refuses to rule out that the objects flying over the United States of America are aliens or extraterrestrials. After third UFO is shot down after flying near sensitive military sites, a third unknown aerial object was shot down. They've stopped calling them balloons. They're now calling them aerial objects. Are they calling them extraterrestrials? Are they calling them UFOs? Authorities are not ruling out that the three most recent objects could be aliens. They're not calling them balloons because they're still not sure what they really are. This article goes, it's a 12-page article. The Pentagon has refused to rule out the possibility that a slew of unidentified objects shot out of the sky in recent days could be linked to extraterrestrials. United States Air Force General Van Heck, H-E-R-K, Herc, said intelligence services were exploring all avenues, including the notion that the three most recent objects could be linked to the extraterrestrials. I'll let the intel community and the counterintelligence community figure this all out. I've not ruled out anything, he said. At this point, we continue to assess every threat as a potential threat unknown and approaches North America with an attempt to identify it. The object detected Sunday was described by defense officials as an unnamed, unmanned, octagonal-shaped structure with potential surveillance capabilities and strings attached to it. It goes further to giving the chronological events. of the past couple of weeks with these unidentified flying objects. How do you respond to a headline like that? What do you think they're saying that they're not saying?
Well, a lot can be, a lot is left unsaid there. Let's start with the fact that they're using the word object. Typically, that's not a military term. They're leaving it open. So I look at this administration in itself and the failure of Austin and Miley, in particular, the last balloon fiasco there. That's a possibility that this is a false flag for saving face. The one thing I do know about balloons is they are round, and if you put a bunch of them together, you can get different shapes. I mean, you just look at a, what is that shape that covers radar domes there? They call it a buckyball, but there's an actual geodesic term, I think, for it. But, yeah, if you had a bunch of balloons clustered together and you made them to appear to be something else, like, oh, let's say a balloon party, for parties for balloons for a party, and you made them a little larger and you hung some surveillance thing underneath it, yeah, it could appear in any shape you want. So I don't know if it's a false flag or if it's a different way to hide from another intelligence agency, or if it's just actually that, a mess of balloons that were tied together and floated away. Who knows?
What are your thoughts on the back in the late 40s and 50s, the so-called UFOs of Area 52 or 51?
Oh, 51. Mm-hmm. That's another thing too. You're talking about we as human beings haven't even made it out of the solar system. God created objects so small they can't be detected and so large they can't be measured. You know, if he created another intelligent race, you know, obviously they would be subject to him. But the ability just to travel across the galaxy and the distances involved, yeah, we're going to shoot it down? Don't think so.
Mm. In fact, I'm looking
but that's
further.
That's my opinion.
I agree with that. I'm looking further in this massive article. It says the revelation that the Air Force is not ruling out that this could be extraterrestrial comes after a report in December revealed that the Department of Defense has analyzed hundreds of UFO sightings from its services since last year alone. Some of the objects flying in the ways, they don't yet understand, and some in space and underwater, officials revealed. In other words, they're seeing that in space and under the water. This article further reads, the head of the government UFO office, Dr. Sean Kilpatrick, revealed that they had received reports from intelligence and military officers and other agencies of unidentified objects, not only in the air, but also under the water and even in outer space, and emphasized that the DOD's cooperation with NASA is trying to identify these UFOs, and it goes into great detail with statistical data in relationship to what happened at Area 51, and how finally, after about 50-plus years, they have recognized and come to an agreement that they were alien spacecrafts. Now, I don't believe in aliens. Let's just clarify that. I believe that they're fallen demons, fallen angels, which are demons in the world that can manifest themselves in a variety of ways. And I believe that when you go back and you study what has been taking place with some of these spacecrafts or some of these unidentified flying objects, where they can be going in one direction in a split second, do a 180-degree turn, they're unmanned and there's no propulsion system that is visible. That's what we're witnessing today. That's what the United States government is saying, and our military is saying to us today. So, Jim, how do you respond to that? What are your thoughts? What's your take on that?
Once again, it just comes back to bafflement. I think it's a false flag in some respect. However, there are some, was it Ezekiel or Elijah that described a vehicle that swept him away, a wheeled vehicle?
Ezekiel with the wheel in the wheels.
Ezekiel, the wheel in the wheels there. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's not, you know, too far-fetched, but at the same time, I have very little confidence in this administration there. To me, I'm thinking ADHD. Hey, look, a squirrel. But, you know, I want to see the film, really. Really, I do. I would love to see the film from these fighter jets that have went out and engaged these targets. I want to actually see one of these objects, you know. If they're talking about it being an object and they're speculating, go ahead and let everybody's eyes take a look at it. They're not going to be giving away any national secrets. They can take out the data stream or the heads up that's in there. Just show us the film.
Yes, Jim, one other thought before I let you go. I'm looking at an article that says, NORAD commander on past spy flights. Quote, I will tell you that we did not detect those threats, and that's a domain awareness gap that we have to figure out. Are they trying now to say that they did not detect them in the past, but now they're detecting them presently? And you know they've said that at least 3 or 4 of them were in the air when Trump was in office, and yet nobody told him, none of the intelligence offices told him about it at all. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think this is a new awakening for our military surveillance, or do you think that it was intentional during the days of the Trump administration?
Well, if it was intentional by Miley, he put himself outside of his chain of command. The ultimate commander for any military structure in the United States starts with the president. He's the commander-in-chief. If you're aware of information that is critical to national security and you do not convey that up your chain of command, you're actually guilty of something called treason, in my opinion there. So how they can know that this happened during Trump's administration and yet there's no evidence conclusively to support that claim is just beyond me. Like I said, between Austin and Milley, their Afghanistan debacle and and the Biden administration with this man having been on the wrong side of every foreign policy decision since he's been in office and prior to being in office, I have no confidence in any of the government's agencies, especially if they start with 3 letters.
Absolutely. You're exactly right, dead on. Jim, I'm going to read you about 4 headlines and then see what your take would be on any one of them. First article says, balloon with 3 hypersonic missiles tested in China in 2018. Another headline, Beijing confirms that the balloon spotted over Latin America is from China. It's not just over America now. China balloon, U.S. shoots down airship. They're calling it airship over the Atlantic. Fourth article, U.S. military shoots down another suspicious object over Lake Huron, officials say. As we said just a moment ago, they leave from calling it a balloon to now just calling it an object. And one of the articles that I have says, U.S. military takes down an octagonal object over over the Great Lakes region. I believe you touched on it earlier. Let me go back to that. Why do you think they're changing it from balloon to object and just calling it an object? If it is a balloon, it's a balloon. If it's an object, it's an object. What's the difference between a balloon and an object?
Well, I guess your typical definition for a balloon is a mylar or plastic, polyvinyl, that holds either helium, hydrogen, or hot air or whatever that allows it to have a neutral buoyancy. An object can denote anything from a cigar to a missile to a car. Didn't Tesla Tesla had one of their vehicles with a dummy just shot out into space a couple years back. Elon Musk did that. And the next thing is you said something there with it reminded me of a program they did called Rods of God, where they wanted to take tungsten telephones length tungsten rods, put them in orbit, and then drop them from orbit. And basically the kinetic energy from that rod would be as great as a nuclear explosion because it would gain all that, per second, the terminal velocity, and impart all that energy upon impact. And I read that article where those 3 devices suspended underneath the Chinese balloon worked on a similar fashion where they would use gravity to exert kinetic energy upon impact. So, I don't know why they're using object other than trying to baffle us with their brilliance.
Yes, and one other thought that I would add to that, Jim, if I were seeing it, I know that it's recognizable. It's an inflated object. I would call it a balloon.
Yeah.
These new objects now, cylindrical shaped and in a octagonal shape, They are not calling them balloons because I believe from their perspective, their analysis of it, they're recognized as not being balloons. So that transitions for one other question for you, Jim. You're familiar with the fall of Lucifer, then the
yes.
Biblical record in Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14 and following, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 and following. When Lucifer was kicked out of heaven, it's because five times he said, I will ultimately said, I will be like God. I will be God. And so he was kicked out of heaven. And when he was kicked out, he took with him a third of the heavenly host, the angels. Those angels are theologically, doctrinally, biblically, and I've studied quite extensively in years gone by. They're fallen angels. They're demonic spirits. They're the demons in the world today. So with the demons in the world today, they're not visible, but the Bible says they're in the world today. So if we have demons in the world today, how would they better manifest themselves to grip the attention of humanity and to say, we're here and we have come to do our job? You remember when the demons were cast out of the swine, cast out of the human being, they were cast into the swine. You remember when
Legion.
Jesus approached the Legion? When Jesus approached some, they said, the demons spoke through them and says, are you come to destroy us before our time? Are you come to harm us before our time? They know that the time is short. And since the demons in the world today, with their captain of the guard, Satan himself, they realize that the time is short. Do you feel, believe, or have any aspect of thinking that this would be demons, the unidentified flying objects, would be demonically controlled or demon-controlled objects? Do you think that's potential or possibility based on the Scripture?
Based on the Scripture, I could see it as a way to explain away the rapture there. If you're a demon and you're inside of Biden's head or AOC's head or whoever's world leader's head, and you want to make someone look the other way, because if the rapture occurs today, there's going to be a whole lot of people missing all of a sudden really quick. How are you going to explain that to a secular world that's going to be looking for answers?
Bingo, you
use that to your advantage.
Bingo, you touched on the absolute apex of the thought that I have with that. That would be the way the Communist Network News and others explain the sudden disappearance of millions at the rapture of the church. Jim, thank
you so
much.
Well, you had to lead me a long way to get there, didn't you?
We got there.
Well, I mean, very it was good. Always in my head, but, you know, I just wanted to – I'm trying to look outside the box at the same time, Doctor, but yes. I enjoy our conversations, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great day. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I've got my finger on the exact place in the Bible you're talking about. I don't know if our listeners realize it, but you go by the truth book, and every day you can find whatever your topic is in the Bible.
Amen.
But I find that the Euphrates River's drought is already dried up. It's almost finished. And the scripture about where you're at says that demons will come pouring out of it. And I've gotten real peace because I know just what Jim was talking about. You're almost to the end.
That's right.
You're going to run out of pages here pretty quick.
We're rapidly running out of time, brother.
If I didn't have the information that I've learned from you at church and this broadcast, I would really be sad. But I'm rejoiced because I know my redemption is drawing real nigh.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I just really wish that the listeners would contribute to this broadcast and let people know that you can go to the Bible and pick the spot. You can find the spot of what your topic is.
Well,
but Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for bringing
yes.
us the truth.
Thank
and,
you so
and
much.
And position us for what's about to happen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Tom, for your comments. Ladies and gentlemen, he's exactly right. We talk about facing the issues, and we do so based on the authority of Scripture. not based on some philosophical rhetoric, not based on denominational dogma, but what does the Bible say? I've urged you each and every day on this broadcast to view what is taking place in society, in the world, in our cities, in our states, in our nation, to view that through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? Does God's Word address the issues that we're talking about today? Does God's Word talk about unidentified flying objects? That term, no. But God's Word is filled with talking about angels, angelic beings, fallen angels, demons. And you can see in the Scripture, looking at the parallel Gospels, the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and see what the Word of God says about demons and the activities of demons. And the closer we get to the rapture of the church, and Jim was exactly right a moment ago, and Tom hit the nail on the head, because when the rapture of the church takes place, the talking heads are going to say these UFOs, these unidentified flying objects, these alien beings, these extraterrestrials came in and snatched us all away. That will be their excuse. That will be their explanation. That will be the hawking of the news by the Communist Network News, I believe, when this takes place. I'm looking at an article that says the American military continues to be busy Sunday as it shot down another unidentified flying object. And they're calling them now unidentified flying objects very clearly. I'm looking at an article that talks about unidentified flying objects and extraterrestrials. And it goes into great detail, ladies and gentlemen. And I touched on it just as a little smidgen a moment ago about the Roswell incident back in the 40s when these unidentified flying objects were taking place. This article says another UFO controversy making the headlines was the Roswell, New Mexico incident after 50 years ago reported the crash landing of what was some called flying saucers. The military found scraps of metallic foil and stick-lined material was at Roswell, New Mexico, back in 1947. At the first report, said the wreckage came from a flying saucer, but this report was quickly withdrawn and was claimed instead that it came from a weather balloon. You hear me? There's a nexus there of what the military said in 1947 and what the military is saying today, that we are dealing with a weather balloon that was flown over us by China, notwithstanding the fact now there's been either four or five that they found, and these other unidentified flying objects. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing the close of the last of the last days, where demonic activity will be greater and greater. We're bringing that on by the legalization of drugs that opens the mind and the hearts of the people for demonic activity. We're bringing that on as we murder our babies in the wombs of the mother. We're bringing that on as we mutilate and destroy the lives of youngsters across America today through the transgender surgery. So we're opening the door for Pandora's box with the demonic activity. We need to look up, lift up our head in the realization that our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much for joining us on the air today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.